Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, our weekly look inside UVA athletics. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and sitting across from me today in the McHugh Center is Donnie Dowling, a third-year wide receiver on the Virginia football team. Donnie, thanks for stopping by. The first official team meeting of training camp is this evening. First practice is tomorrow evening. You ready to roll?
Definitely. Definitely ready, excited. Speaking on behalf of my team, we're all excited. Usually camp is a time of like, man, you know, tour days and stuff, but we're really excited. We had a summer of hard work and extremely hard work. So rolling into camp, we're ready for the challenge and ready to push on towards the season and get better, ready to shock the world.
So this will be your third training camp at Virginia, but your first one under Bronco Mendenhall and his staff. Do you expect it to be significantly different than the first two were?
Well, everything thus far has been different. So my expectations are just as everything has been before. So, I mean, I expect it to be different. I mean, we're going into the Cavalier Inn, so that stuff that has been that we have done in the past. But, I mean, it's a new coach, new system. So I have opened myself for change and, you know, ready, looking forward to actually see something different. I'm ready, you know, camp can be redundant if you had under the same staff. So being able to see something new is exciting.
This time last summer, you were recovering from a torn ACL in your left knee, which you suffered playing in the snow, right?
Correct.
You catch a lot of grief from people for the way you got hurt.
I get a lot of texts when it's snow.
Yeah.
Stay inside,
Stay
Donnie.
Stay inside.
Stay inside.
How do you feel this year? I know as you mentioned, it's been a tough off-season program. You're full go, right?
Yes. I actually got released yesterday, recovering from my ACL last year around camp. I tore my meniscus doing one-on-one drills, and that pushed me back to return in the fifth game. So I just had wear and tear on it throughout the season, and we got an MRI like a month ago, about 4.5 weeks ago, and that's when I got my surgery that same week. And so I officially been released yesterday, and they're going to work me into practice slowly, doing different stuff here and there until I guess they feel that I'm comfortable and they're comfortable, and then they're going to release me fully. But right now I'm under Kelly Pugh.
Frank Winstrick is the new strength and conditioning coach. His assistant, Kevin Heiberger, specializes in speed training. Even if you were limited this spring, what's it been like working with them? The whole coaching staff seems to be about doing things up-tempo, you know, fast-paced. I know the off-season workouts emphasize that too, don't they? What was the summer like for you in the spring working with those guys?
It's exciting. Waking up at 5 is hard, but when you're waking up at 5, the people that's excited about really bettering you and you know, teaching you techniques to get faster and making everything a competition, and they talk to our task unit leaders, which we have set up to get feedback from us and see how our bodies feel. They really collaborate with us. And, you know, I mean, it's their program and stuff, but they also want to see how we feel about certain things. So it's been fun and exciting. Really, on the most part, nobody wakes up like, man, we got workouts again, or we just want to get through workouts. We really attack it. And working with them is Coach Winstrick knows what he's doing. Coach Heiberger knows what he's doing. And we put 100% trust in their program. We buy in and we're committed to it.
Have you had any significant changes in your weight or your body fat? Eric Smith was the guest here a couple weeks ago, and he talked about how his weight has actually gone up a little bit. His body fat has dropped, you know, significantly.
I can't really be a testimony to that because of my injuries. So leaving spring, I actually went down. I actually was at my lowest, which was 6% body fat. My freshman year season, I was 6.5. Mm-hmm. So I got back to that. But in May, when we had a chance to go home, I took weeks off from actually working out on my own. So my body fat went back up, and then I worked it down to about 8%. Because it went up to 10, I worked it back down to about 8%. And then I'm out again. I've been out for about 5 weeks of not really conditioning. So it helped went back up. But from to about 10 and a half maybe. But these last couple days, week and a half that I have been doing stuff, it dropped back down to 10. So I have seen people get chiseled up, and, you know, they're turning their weight into good weight. So I have been able to witness it on different people and seeing people move better out there.
You played as a true freshman in 2014. You caught 17 passes for 141 yards. You had high expectations going into your second year. Then you tore your ACL. You came back. Then you tore the meniscus, as you said. You ended up playing in 8 games last year. You only had one catch. Was that a frustrating season for you? Did anything positive come out of it?
Yes, it's frustrating when someone – I mean, I felt deceived a little. They wanted me back. Coaches pushing for me back. And then I get out there, and my role is just not what it makes it seem like they wanted
what
it to
be. Happened, yeah.
So I was just out there blocking. I contributed to my team the best I could. So I was out there. Blocks was like catches for me. If I could put someone on the ground, that was my role. I just adopted my role. But something positive out of that, my mental, it just reassured me that I can persevere, that I'm a team player, that I can go out there and contribute somehow. I went out there special teams. I had a really good special team game against Louisville, and I got a player of the week for special teams. So there's stuff like that. I didn't go out there and get to be the star or anything. I just played my role. And so it really taught me – it was humbling. It was a humbling experience.
Coach Mendenhall is new here, as most of the assistants are. They were with him at BYU. Then you have Coach McNeil, who was at East Carolina. The one holdover assistant, Marcus Hagans, is also your position coach. Has it been good for you to have, you know, that relationship in place and have that bond and that familiarity with each other?
You talking about with
with having Coach Hagans as you still as your position coach?
Yes. Honestly, I feel like Coach Hagans is the reason I was here in the first place. He stood up at the table for me and really declared that he wanted me. So I have love for him. I owe him almost everything, my whole career here. He knows what he's talking about. I put trust in him. He put trust in me to get our group together and do different things now that I've adopted more of a leadership role. So it's just good to have been around, to be around someone that you have been with for a while. And I think it was a good decision keeping him. He knows his role, and he adopts, and he don't push back. He just do what he's told, and he makes me a better player. He makes our group a better group. He really knows. I love him. That's all I can really say. I love Coach Hagans.
He is a big fan of yours too. Obviously, when I interviewed him last year for a story about you, he said there are guys who play football, there are guys who like football, and then there are guys who love everything about football. Donnie's one of those guys who loves everything about football. What is it about the game? You've played other sports in your life growing up. What is it about football that you like so much?
I like the physicality. This is a sport where you can go as hard as you want, and you can hit, you know, basketball, you have fouls, and, you know, I did baseball, you stand around and, you know, watch people get struck out, and, you know, I did swimming, I was slow. I don't float well. And I did soccer. I did like soccer, but I got
ran track.
Yeah, I ran track. I don't like to lose in races, so, you know, I'm not the fastest guy. So it's just different things. And football really clicked for me. I noticed I really love basketball, but I wasn't really tall either, and I didn't have good ball handling skills. So the most thing I could play was point guard maybe. So. But football is just great. Just hitting the fifth. I'm a receiver that likes to hit people. So defense is cool, but I like catching the balls and stuff. And I don't know football, all I know. I grew up doing it, and it's the thing I've been the best at. So
you were not – you had a outstanding career at Verona High School. You were not highly recruited, though. As you mentioned, Coach Hagans, you know, went to bat for you here. You got the scholarship offer here. You accepted it. Has that motivated you as you've been a college player, the fact that a lot of schools at this level thought you couldn't do it?
Yes, it has. As well, I look at it as I was blessed to receive this offer how I did. And because I intentionally didn't want to stay in Virginia, and I'm glad that it happened the way it did, because –
You didn't want to stay?
I didn't want to stay in Virginia. As Tim Harris and Reese Kennedy and Terrell Chavis, that is no longer with us, but went here. Bobby Smith went here. And we just had a legacy of people going to Virginia, and I didn't want to stick with the norm at first. But this offer I received, one of the only offers I received at the highest level of play. So I was just – it worked out in my favor because I can't see myself being anywhere else. I love the staff here now, definitely. I love my teammates. I created bonds that would last forever with a whole lot of people. And just being here just is great. So, yes, when I go out there, I no schools that I went to or that was looking at me that didn't offer. But, you know, it's history now. Yeah, I make them pay. Yeah, I try my best, but I try to make anyone pay. It doesn't matter who I go against. You know, it's just I'm glad to be here.
You have a new offensive coordinator this year, Coach Anai, who's putting in a new offense. You know, up tempo, no huddle, spread offense. What are your impressions of Coach Anai so far? And as a receiver, is the role of the receiver significantly different in this offense than it was in the previous offense?
Totally different. First of all, I love Coach Anai. He's great. He's a great dude. He really cares about family and my development as a man. And we sat down and he went over a book with me and about personal growth and stuff, and along with Coach Hagan. So I really appreciate it from that. And I feel like it matured me and a certain – it brought – something out of me that I've been taught when I was raised. So I'm not going to really go into that, but I really appreciate that. And as far as the offense that has been brought to the table, I love it. Yes, the receivers are really, really vital to this offense. We got to be able to throw the ball around and be able to catch the ball as well to open up the run and vice versa, and because everything really have an option with it. So it's I don't know if you've seen our hats. The hats, everyone thinks the 70 stands for. We had the Nike hats, Virginia Saving, and they got 70 on the side end. And I wear it, like, Donnie, 70? You change your number, 70 something? I'm like, no, it's 70 receptions. That's how many, the minimum that I would have in each position, each wide receiver position would have. And that's how many pass completions the lineman will allow. And you know, 70 is big, so 70 is our big number this year. And, of course, my personal goal is to exceed that. But that just validates that passing is big in this program.
You were one of three former Verona players on the roster last year, along with Maurice Kennedy and Tim Harris. Maurice is now a rookie with the Ravens, and from all accounts, he's doing great in Baltimore. Was he a big deal in Verona when you were growing up? I mean, he was a couple of years older than you. He's a big-time athlete.
Man.
Is he a guy you modeled yourself after or heard a lot about or watched a lot?
Reese, man. I grew up with Reese and Tim. Mm-hmm. So our relationship goes back further than Verona High School. We have Verona Rec and different stuff. But, yeah, in high school, Reese was the man. I was just, again, my role, Reese. We had a situation come up where Reese had to move the quarterback. Initially, he was a receiver, and he was a great receiver. great receiver. And so he moved to quarterback, and it was one game. That was my sophomore year. We just had a little pitch and catch, and that was what really, like, started to break out my career. And so I guess I owe him some of that, you know. And we used to go at it in practice on one-on-ones, Tim too. I was more – it was more competitive with me and Reese my sophomore year, but Tim stepped up everything his senior year, and it was he made it very challenging as well. So just they molded my senior career, well, my senior season at Verona, where I actually received my offer. I owe that to Reese and Tim, because going against them every day in practice, like, those are two highly – well, Tim definitely a highly recruited athlete. And Reese, you see where he is now. So just going against them every day molded my game, and I'm pretty sure I helped them as well somehow. So
Tim has had ups and downs here at Virginia, but everyone says he is really bought in to the new coaching staff and had a big spring and has had a good summer. Have you seen a difference in him this year from previous years?
Definitely. Tim, he has a different focus about him. He's starting to get that fire in his eyes. You know, it's not a big fire now, and he's going to adapt it, though. And he's his confidence is getting better, and he's getting more in shape. That's really with Tim, and he has asthma and stuff. So, you know, I mean, some people just not built to run long distances. And so he's not more the physical thing. It's more of his mental and how we've been running and working. It's not the physical aspect of what's being worked. It's your mentality. I'm not faster than a lot of the people, but my mentality pushed me so I can run my tempo runs and make them and different stuff. So it's just building those mentality around. And Tim, I'm one of those people whose mentality is definitely being built, and I can see growth in him. The other day he ran his tempo, he was one of the first people now in his group. And, I mean, he's a physical freak. Yeah. Like, he's an athlete, six three. I'm pretty sure he runs a 4.4. He's fast. Now it's just his confidence, and he has. I can see it coming.
So as you mentioned, growing up, played baseball, football, basketball, ran track, swam. What about other sports here at UVA? What do you like to watch? Do you have a favorite sport outside of football? Any favorite athletes here you like to watch?
I go to the girls' basketball game. Aaliyah, Lauren. They actually live under me in Copley, and Quinn, my roommate, is very close with them, so I happen to be close with them. We have a love-hate thing sometimes, but, you know, I really like to watch them. I don't really go to the boys' games because there's a lot of traffic with just cars, and there's traffic with people, and I watch it from TV. I really love Isaiah.
Wilkins, yep.
Yeah, that's my boy. Isaiah, I'm in a drama class with London now. Love London. I love to watch all of them play. I actually don't watch sports a lot, but I try to tune in to watch at least basketball, baseball. I've never been a baseball watching person, but I know a couple guys, and I haven't had a chance to go catch a soccer game. I've seen a softball game, and so I do need to go out more and support other things. But I know people, and I root for them, and I'd be proud. Well, I am proud of their success, definitely the men's soccer and different stuff like that.
So your bio on VirginiaSports.com says you're big on art, and you visit the art museum here a lot or some?
Well, I have been to the one here, but that's mostly for class. My schedule a lot, when I have free time, I don't really go to the art museum here. But at home, I do like to see art, and I appreciate art. Museums, I've been to a couple, but it's just not I just like.
Do you have any artistic ability? Can you draw?
I can draw a little bit, but I'm not that impressive.
You're not Picasso. Nah, okay.
And that's not being humble. I'm just really not that impressive, but it's okay. I mean, we have a couple. Darius Lattimore is very artistic,
yeah.
And Eric Allen.
All right, I know you need to get rolling. One final thing, the preseason predictions came out, Virginia was picked last in the Coastal. I know historically those things don't mean a lot, but are they something that the players pay attention to and use that as fuel when people are kind of picking against Virginia, picking it, saying you guys aren't going to be good?
All I can say is we are the storm. We're the storm. And when this, Coach Mendenhall shared that with us, and when people said there's a storm coming, we just tell them we are the storm. We don't listen to all the hype. We're just going to show the world what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure there is no one in the country that worked like us. And, you know, everything moves forward. I don't care about last year. I don't care about the year before that. We're just going to show them we are the storm. Virginia, we are the storm. So that's it.
Well, good. Well, Donnie, thanks again for your time. Best of luck in training camp and all season. For everybody listening or watching, remember to check virginiasports.com and virginiasportstv.com for information and features on UVA teams and its student athletes. I'm heading to Spain next week for the men's basketball tour, so the Wahoo Central podcast will be on hold for 10 days or so, but it'll return when I return to Charlottesville. And until then, take care, and thanks for listening.